Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. I'm your host, Paul Marks. We have a great show with a wonderful guest who is extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing apartment industry trends, what you might have missed. And joining me today by phone is a prolific journalist covering the multifamily industry, Paul Bergeron, executive editor of a real estate content platform, Thought Leadership Today. Welcome, Paul.
Hey, welcome. Hello, everyone.
So, Paul, I want to ask you, just give our listeners a little bit of your background so that they know you're the real deal. I know you're the real deal. As a journalist, I mean, you spent a lot of time just concentrating on the multifamily industry through the National Apartment Association.
Yeah, that's right. I was at National Apartment Association for 18 years. I produced their magazine called Units. It was a monthly magazine a lot of people received that was really a news magazine that covered the apartment industry. I left there a couple years ago and really created this platform for multifamily apartment and commercial real estate news. And I've been writing for a lot of people. I've been writing for some of the other associations, Florida Apartment Association, Texas Apartment Association, and also for some vendors that you might have seen my name attached to, such as Knock or Grace Hill or LeaseHawk or BetterBot. Lots of different companies have used my services to write about trends that are going on with them. And I'm really excited that a couple months ago we got back on the live conference tour, mm-hmm. which is kind of the spur of this session, this episode today. Got to see people at Apartmentalize, at the Multifamily Executive Conference, at the AIM Conference in Huntington Beach a couple weeks ago. And that's what I really love to do, because you're out there with the people and great sessions and panels, and people are talking about what's going on with them, and that's kind of why I'm here today with you.
Fantastic. Well, you do pick up a lot of things at those conferences. I was at Apartmentalize, and next week you and I have just discussed we're going to try and meet up at in Washington, D.C. area at the National Multifamily Housing Council's OPTEC conference. You learn so much there. You see what's going on in the industry. It's been kind of a difficult thing to keep up with for a lot of people. What's happening nationally in the last 18 months or so with dealing with the pandemic, and that's a whole different topic in and of itself. But but let's jump into the topic about apartment industry trends, what you might have missed. You could divide it up into different categories like marketing or hiring or operations. Let's start with marketing. What are some of the things that you've seen out there that some people may be aware of and some things that may have missed?
Yeah, the conference 2 weeks ago called the Apartment Innovation and Marketing Conference out in Huntington Beach I went to, and it was really great to hear the new things. I picked up on a couple trends. Operators might be using their Google My Business page, if you will, on Google search. One of the speakers said, this really is our new mobile website, is just the Google My Business listing. And if you haven't checked it out recently, or if you haven't tried to leverage it, they've created a lot more benefits and bonuses that you can put in with your listing. One thing that a lot of people are doing now is they're putting links to bots back to their websites so that prospects can immediately get answers to questions without – and really they could do that 24/7 so that they're not having to rely on having a person answer the phone at the property. It's gotten to the point now where there's a lot of companies out there, or at least a few, that will do those listings for you. They've got some of the tricks of the trade. They can make sure that you're – Google My Business page is optimized. So, I mean, ILSs are still around, and ILSs are great. This is sort of another version of that.
And what about video? What are you seeing out there as far as how multifamily properties and multifamily companies are using video to market?
Yeah, interesting. I posted a story this week on Globe Street, who I write for, about apartment marketers using drones to shoot tour footage. It's really inexpensive. You'd be surprised. And you really get the wow factor out of it. This really started a year or two ago, but it's kind of been taken off, pardon the pun. And these drones will fly through your property, indoor or outdoor, or your commercial real estate space, and shoot some really interesting video footage. That's one thing. The other angle that I got out of AIM was, you know, companies used to budget a lot of money to do this wonderful, beautiful, glamorous, all purposes video of their community. And what we're finding now is they're leaning more on their staff members, their amateur video people, leasing agents, property managers to shoot video on the property and use that. For one, it's less expensive. For two, you can update it every week, every month, or whatever. One guy on the panel said that, you know, we'd spend all this money on this great video, we'd post it, and 2 weeks later it would be out of date, and then their bosses would say, well, we need to keep it up there because we spent so much money for it. So, you know, you can choose how you want to go with video.
Yeah, and we're seeing a lot of video being used through the virtual leasing process, which during the pandemic is something that is completely caught on fire. I know it was out there prior to that, but the multifamily industry, I've been told, it can be kind of slow to adopt new technologies, but the pandemic caused us to have to look at different opportunities. What did you find out about that?
Yeah, most people you talk to will say that, you know, they accomplished more technology-wise in the last year and a half as they probably would have done in 5 or 10 years, because they were really forced to do it and they had to adopt and adapt and everything else. The virtual tours have been really interesting, as well as self-guided tours. You talk to people now because you feel like some of the restrictions are down publicly in many places in the country. I know Texas. What people are doing is more people are getting in-person tours. You could talk to any property management company. There was a panel. One of them said, we're just not seeing it anymore with the self-guided and the virtual tours. And another one said, we're all about that. It depends on your demographic. It depends on your market. It depends on your target audience. So they haven't gone away. Some are using them less, but that's kind of the situation with those. I'll tell you something else, Paul. The one story that I posted a week ago from the AIM conference was about influencer marketing. And this one really lit up on the LinkedIn page that I have for comments and et cetera. And what influencer marketing is when you find your property in probably, well, it doesn't really matter what part of the country you're in. There's going to be somebody in your area that's an influencer. And by influencer, it's somebody that's followed on social media, someone who attends all the big, great events and seems to have their finger on the pulse of what's going on in the community. And if these apartment communities can tap into that person and have them promote their apartment community for you, it's really a win-win and gets a lot of great attention. There was one property that even went as far as to give this person 9 months of free rent so that she could live in their apartment and put out video posts on her social media, her influencer social media, talking about how great it is to live there. And they drove leases off of that. They got leases signed from that. So that's kind of a new thing that people are experimenting with. It's kind of fun, and really it's very inexpensive. I mean, you don't have to give the people rent, but it's not a bad deal. Another factor off that, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the site called Cameo, which is C-A-M-E-O. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's apartment communities that are hiring people off Cameo, again, very inexpensive, to shoot 30, 60, 90-second videos welcoming a new resident to the community. Like, for instance, you might know that your new resident is really into country music, and you go on Cameo and you find a reasonably popular country music artist who will say, well, I'm just so glad you moved into, you know, the Bergeron Rolling Acres apartment community and really looking forward to your time here and all that kind of stuff. And that's really impactful, personalized, and again, a wow factor.
Yeah, and I read a little bit about Cameo, and there are celebrities who are on there who, you know, for a couple of $100 will do a little video like that. So
yeah.
I guess you're investing in getting that that resident who you know they always say that you start the renewal process with a resident the day they move in. So I guess that's
exactly.
that's part of it. Well, that's wonderful. We are going to have to break it here for a couple of messages, but we're going to be back with much more about what you might have missed in the apartment industry trends right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of apartment industry trends, what you might have missed. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me today by phone is a prolific journalist who covers the multifamily industry, Paul Bergeron, executive editor of the real estate content platform Thought Leadership Today. And before we jump back into the conversation, I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Paul, we talked a lot about different things in the marketing, but we also touched a little bit on the fact that there were some changes due to the pandemic, and you'd mentioned some people got away from those changes once things kind of eased up, and some people have adopted them as a permanent part of their marketing. But let's talk about, what do you think is going to stick in 2022?
Yeah, you know, I got my crystal ball out, right? So it's going to be interesting. And, you know, I was thinking about this topic this morning because I'm working on a story for this for Texas Apartment Association for their winter issue. So I really have to have my crystal ball out, right?
Right.
I'm writing in October for a story that's running in January.
Right.
I was thinking, do we even remember what it was like in 2020? I mean, we've got to remember 2021, right? That's this year. But, man, it's really going to be different in so many different ways in 2022. And I think one of the many things that came out of 2021 and the shutdown and everything was e-commerce and shopping online and doing so many things online. So the apartment industry really turned up the volume on their social media posts and their social media presence because they were sitting around at home. If they were tired of Netflix, they were probably on their social media looking at things. So social media has taken a huge shift from just, you know, posting pictures of family events and communicating with your friends that way to almost really being a communications channel about the apartment communities. You know, there were people at one of the conferences that were saying that today consumers, when they come to your apartment community website, they're expecting the same kind of experience that they had the last time they were on a website. And guess what? That was probably Amazon. So that's a pretty good website in terms of being intuitive, being informative, being easy to use. So, I mean, the pressure's on for these websites and digital platforms to really perform well. So people are focusing on getting that better. Also, you know, what they're working on for 2022 is fitting technology into their operations. And when everyone had to, you know, change their ways during the pandemic technology-wise, you know, there was a time when a lot of people were worried that technology was going to take over positions at apartment on-site teams, mm-hmm. leasing managers, whatever. And that's not really going to be the case. What technology is going to do in 2022 is make those people's jobs easier and make them be able to perform better. It's not there to replace them. And most of the people I talked to were saying that. They weren't saying that they want to shorten their employee headcount. And we could talk about headcount later because hiring is a huge deal these days. But
right.
So technology is really there to make people's jobs better, not to replace them. And I don't know if you've heard people who were worried about that at all, but, you know, people talk, right?
Yeah. No, I definitely have heard that. And you know, you bring up an interesting point, and since you have your crystal ball out, I'll ask you this question. And that is, with the technology, you know, it seems like every time you go to a conference or a virtual conference like we did last year, that there's always new technology, new apps out. You know, they're supposed to make the lives and the work lives of people on multifamily properties, you know, much easier and more organized and so forth. But there's, you know, there's different apps for different types of things. There's different apps for the touring. There's different apps for the operations and maintenance, work orders and so forth. My question is, do you think that there is going to be a way for all these different apps to be able to communicate with each other? Or are you going to have a different app for every single thing that that you're working on? It seems to me like that's going to be an issue potentially down the road.
Yeah, there's something called app fatigue. We had Zoom fatigue before, and I think we're having some work from home fatigue. But yeah, app fatigue is alive and well. I know that companies are trying to make it a more universal system. I know that's a big deal with smart home technology.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those are run off an app, which will help you deal with your access and door locks and lighting and electric and temperature and things like that. So I know that the industry is not trying to create more apps. They're trying to unify them a little bit more. So we'll see on that one. We'll see.
What other things do you think are going to stick in the future that we've seen come into place over the last 18 months?
Yeah, the last 18 months, there's been a lot of talk about people using bots, and there's a lot of bots out there, and artificial intelligence to drive those bots. And that technology is only going to get better, and that's the way artificial intelligence really is. The more you use it, the more it's used, the smarter it becomes, and therefore the more efficient it is for people who are working on site. So, you know, we went back to talking about marketing and leasing, and that's what those bots are able to do. I think they're moving forward. Another thing that people actually were talking about this before the pandemic, something called centralized leasing, which when people started talking to me about that, I said, okay, that sounds like a buzzword. What is it really? And, you know, they struggled a little bit to define it, but I've noticed just in the last month or so that some of these technology companies are providing centralized leasing platforms that are highly efficient. They have incredible reporting analytics that are transparent and easy to understand. I was talking to someone yesterday about this, and they were using a CRM, customer relationship management system, from Knock, and they were talking about how you can answer phones by clicking buttons on your desktop. You don't have to have a handheld phone or a headphone. They were talking about how if you're talking to a property with a prospect, and maybe it's not a perfect fit, that those leasing agents can quickly pivot to recommend another property that might be in the same neighborhood or at least in the same market under their portfolio. And that way you're not losing the prospect, you're giving them another option. So really, CRMs like that are really taking the next step, I think, and my guess is you'll see more about that at OpTech. In fact, I know you will. But put that on your 2022 calendar. Centralized leasing operations systems are getting better and are potentially going to be a big deal then, as opposed to being brushed aside as a fad.
Yeah, and let me ask you, this is just one question I have, just knowing it's so difficult to actually transform the way you do business based on, I mean, you meet with so many different obstacles and people within an organization who resist change because this is the way we've done it for years. And you know, obviously, faced with a pandemic, you were forced to make that change, and everybody had to kind of pull along together for that. Do you think that's become any easier since we had the pandemic, where people are across the board are more willing to look at things than they would have if the pandemic had not occurred?
Yeah, I mean, think about anyone you talk to in the industry, and yes, our industry stayed open during the whole thing, which was an amazing accomplishment, and yes, the properties were open for the most part, other than there was a tough time there when everything was shut down, but then stop and think of how many times that you've been working from home now. Companies that maybe in the executive levels or whatever are allowing, and if not encouraging, people to work from home. I mean, that's a whole nother approach to doing things differently. You're not walking down the hallway in the office to talk to somebody, which, you know, people like to do that, and you can do that again now more often. But it kind of taught us on how to be more collaborative and work through other time zones and work through other channels such as Zoom and things like that. So I think the change management is in place in a good way. I think we're okay on that one.
Yeah, I hope so. I know that in talking to a few people around the industry, you know, they're kind of like, if it's not broke, don't fix it attitude. But we've seen a lot of that change along with the new technology that's come into place. What else do you have on your radar that you think might be sticking for the future?
Yeah, and one more thought on that. I was talking to somebody who was saying that they're trying to find employees who are excited about the technology change. And they said that sometimes you have workers in there who want everything written out on paper, printed out on their desks so they can hold it in their hands. And my gut's telling me that that's not going to get you a promotion, but being able to work from a customer relation management system or a property management software system where that's not required anymore is really the next step if you're looking to move up in your career. Things going on in 2022.
Let's hold that.
Probably get to this in a little bit.
But. Yeah, let's hold that for the next segment because we're coming up on a break. So we're going to be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. EconServe has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call EconServe today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's EconServe at 713-662-3220.
Well, we're back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the topic of apartment industry trends, what you might have missed. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me today by phone is a prolific journalist who covers the multifamily industry, Paul Bergeron, executive editor of real estate content platform Thought Leadership Today. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire Rev today. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Paul, you know, we talked in the first two segments about trends that what people might have missed about marketing, and then what things that you've been hearing are going to be sticking around after 18 months of the pandemic in 2022. Let's touch a little bit on hiring. That's a very, very hot topic in the multifamily industry right now with the labor and the labor shortage. It seems that it's very difficult to hire good people today. What have you found?
It's always been tough to hire maintenance technicians in this industry. I've been hearing that forever. No one will disagree with that. And that's gotten worse. And really hiring in general, when you talk to C-suite people, they have open positions. And, you know, it's tough finding the right people to step in who have the right technology experience combined with the right apartment management, property management experience. You know, back at Apartmentalized, which was just a few months ago, there were some speakers. We all know Kate Good from Houston. She was talking about bringing on a maintenance tech who she was so excited they found him. He was, you know, went through all the paperwork. He showed up his first day for job and said, well, where's my $1,000 hiring bonus? And she's like, well, that wasn't really something that we talked about. And he said, okay, well, I'm not going to take this position. So she had to start from scratch, which is so frustrating. But, you know, hiring bonuses and higher wages and things like that are all part of the equation right now. You know, there's a battle over these people for construction jobs versus maintenance jobs and training them and getting them out of school. Companies are really looking to find people. I was talking to one of the operators in Dallas who said, I said, well, where are you looking? He says, well, we've been able to geo-target through social media people who look qualified, who live in other parts of the country, and we're inviting them and paying relocation costs even.
Wow.
To move in with them. And he said, yeah, I've got someone from Nashville who's starting next week. So, I mean, you really have to come up with unique ideas. And you have to play up your cost of living. If you're in a market where the cost of living is not as high as where someone else is, that's a huge carrot to get them to come on board. The other interesting thing, we talked about social media being more of a platform than just friends types things. is that companies are really taking apartment management and ownership companies are really taking the opportunity to promote themselves as a place to work and to have a career. And they're including that on their correspondence. They're including that on their community website, because you never know. You might have a resident who has a friend who's looking for a job, and if the resident's happy and loves the community, they might want to be part of that team. So there's things you can do to think outside the box to try to find these other people. It's not easy. Not easy at all.
Well, and for instance, I hear the same things you hear. I mean, it's as you said, it's always been difficult to find good maintenance techs. And it's even harder now. And I think there was a survey that was done recently. I can't remember exactly who did it, but it's, you know, percentage points, many percentage points higher in difficulty of finding maintenance people today. And I've had several guests on the show who have echoed this thing you're saying about higher wages and offering bonuses and whatever they can do to get those there. One thing I'll say that's that I found interesting is that in Houston, where our show is headquartered, Houston, Texas, the Houston Apartment Association, I think, has partnered with Goodwill Industries to be able to put training programs in place where Goodwill will go out and find people, train them based on the curriculum provided by the NAA and the HAA, and they get a certification, a CAMT certification. And then they have job fairs. The Goodwill puts on job fairs where they invite different companies to come out, and these people show up, and it helps to place them in places. Now, even with all that, there still is a shortage. But I'm just wondering if other communities around the other markets around the United States have done things like that to try and promote for those types of positions. Have you heard of anything like that?
Yeah, I think they have. I mean, community colleges and technical schools have been used all the time, and that's a good resource. Those programs are in place. If you talk to NAA or NAA Education Institute and some other of the local apartment associations, they'll tell you that those are good programs. You know, getting away from maintenance techs, getting back to what I was saying about promoting the communities, there were some cool photos that we saw at Apartmentalize where if you happen to be in a beautiful community with a beautiful pool, maybe palm trees, whatever, you basically can take a picture of your community and say, how would you like to work from home? And then show a picture of the apartment community, right? So you move in, you're a resident, and you're working in your apartment home as you look outside at a beautiful scenery. So that's a heck of a lot better than maybe an office hallway, right?
Sure. Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about the fear that some people have of all this technology taking their jobs.
Yeah, I mean, I think that what was the great quote that I heard about a month ago was, If you don't use technology and artificial intelligence, you know, don't be afraid of that. Be afraid of the fact that you don't know how to use it. That's how you're end up going to be replaced on your job, if you don't know how to use it, not that it's going to replace you because you're just a human being. So it's like you said, people are stuck in their ways sometimes, but I think the industry's coming around to really improve that kind of attitude. You know, getting back to hiring a little bit, so the vaccine has been headline number one across the country for, this entire year, I think. There's a couple of companies, or at least one, that's mandating vaccines, and I spoke to them last week, Camden. They were the first company to actually mandate it, and it was a pretty controversial decision if you talk to people or read social media posts. And it's gone really well. I posted something about that this week on my LinkedIn page on Thought Leadership. And they've got a 99% vaccination rate of all their employees. The HR department there said that they only lost a small handful of workers because of being objected to that. Yeah, they didn't lose too many people. And what you find when you have an open forum like a LinkedIn stream – people were commenting on the story, saying how proud they were to be working at Camden. People outside of Camden were talking about how that was a very, you know, forward, well-thought decision, and that it was a trendsetter, a pace setter for the industry. So we'll see what happens. I know that OSHA, this might have already happened late this week, is going to put out policies for large companies on what they have to do to either mandate a vaccine or require regular testing. So keep your eyes out for an announcement on OSHA for that. That could create a little bit of a stir. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, and the story you were discussing about Camden, Camden is obviously a Houston-based company. So that in our backyard here, where we broadcast our radio show, but they were in the news as being a trendsetter several years ago when at Christmas time, package delivery became such an issue, and they decided they were going to have to make some changes, and it made national news at that time. And we got about a minute left, so your thoughts.
Yeah, you know, that's so funny because I wrote a lot about package management back then. And guess what? It's November. It's the first week of November here. And, you know, these Christmas packages, we don't know when they're going to show up, if they're going to show up. And then you're going to have residents who are going to be angry because it's Christmas. And it wouldn't be the apartment community's fault. It would be the manufacturer, the retailer, whatever. So that goes into the supply chain management situation, which we could talk a little bit more about if you like.
Yeah, well, let's save that for our next segment. We'll go ahead and break it here and come back right after these messages with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
The Multifamily Leasing Company is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book Rev's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let Rev drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let Rev be your long-term leasing solution. Go to RevLMC.com to find out more. That's RevLMC.com. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire Rev today.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
We are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters. We're discussing the topic of apartment industry trends, what you might have missed. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me today by phone is a prolific journalist who covers the multifamily industry, Paul Bergeron, executive editor of the real estate content platform Thought Leadership Today. So, Paul, we were talking before the break, about supply chain management, and we went ahead and made the break for the commercials and the messages. Let's go back and jump back on that supply chain management. What have you found? That's a big topic, not just for multifamily, but for everybody across the country.
Oh, gosh, yes. We were talking a little bit about package delivery and things at properties, and before I jump into supply chain management, I should mention that, you know, there's companies out there, for instance, J. Turner Research, which is based in Texas. They've done a lot of surveys on residents, and you know, people are finding that the residents' moods have shifted to be a lot less patient with the properties, which is something people need to be aware of. I think everyone's kind of worn out by the whole pandemic, and things are getting better. Hopefully there will be a bright sunny day ahead somewhere, but some of the surveys are showing that there is a little bit less patience. And when you talk about package delivery, I can't think of a more perfect topic. So supply chain management has been a big deal since, about a year ago, really. And now it's really revved up, and with the holidays coming, et cetera. But it's not just the holiday gifts. It's really anything related to things that you need at your apartment community, especially appliances. So I was talking to a gentleman at HD Supply this week, and he was talking about how, you know, he's just being honest. He's like, you know, we thought we'd come out of it in 2021, but it looks like things are kind of going a little bit backwards right now, and it's probably going to last into 2022. Some of the things that he said, you know, different products, different categories. He said light fixtures, ceiling fans, they have them, but they might not have the style you want. You might order 100 of them, but you might only get 25 or 50. I mean, there's a lot of patience going on with that, if you know what I mean. Customers, he said, understand the situation because they're seeing that in their personal lives as well. Meanwhile, the residents, like we said, are saying, well, you need to fix this. I'm paying all this rent. So people are kind of left at wit's end. He said that garbage disposals, any appliances, faucets and shower heads, plumbing products, and anything made out of steel, which would include hot water heaters and air conditioning units, are also taking a lot longer. He says they're getting things, it's just taking longer because of this perfect storm of circumstances that are going on. And speaking of hiring, so these manufacturers are having trouble finding workers as well, and that's slowing down production of things. You talk to anybody who works in trucking or shipping or in ports, and things are backed up, and there's not enough people to drive the trucks. The product might be ready to be taken to the store, but it's not getting there because of truck driver shortage. So it's really a mess. When I asked him what customers could do to soften the blow, if you will, they talked about planning ahead. I mean, you might know that you have 6 units that are going to be vacant in the middle of December. Well, gosh, it's early November. You really wouldn't be foolish to start ordering those products now, because you really want to get those apartments turned. The last thing you'd want to do is have them unable to be occupied. And that comes into appliances, right? So you have all this new supply being built, and you can't open the property unless you have the appliances there. Mm-hmm. So think about it. You've got everything set up perfect, and you just don't have a refrigerator. Well, what renter is going to want to move into that?
Sure.
There's going to be holes in the wall where appliances are missing. You're going to be having to go with the eclectic look. I was joking with somebody, and not all the appliances are going to match. What was that color back from the 70s that was really popular with appliances, like bisque or almond or something like that?
Right, the avocado.
So, I mean, that might be the only thing left on the shelf these days, right? You're not going to get stainless steel, so you have to compromise a bit.
Well, I've spoken to a couple of operators about this, and one of them told me that the example you were talking about regarding, you know, new properties coming out of the ground and you can't get your appliance packages in, but even on existing properties, you know, if you've got a broken refrigerator or an oven in a one unit, and you can't get it, what they're telling me is they're going to vacant units and robbing them from the vacant units to make the resident happy, and that's, you know, that is that's a terrible position to be in, because then you're still down whatever the appliance is. And another thing, not in the multifamily area, but I know two people with single family homes, two different people, that their dishwasher broke, and on another one their oven broke, and so they went to go, you know, to the big box stores to order or to purchase the one that they wanted, and they didn't have it. And so what did they do? The only ones that are available are the more expensive ones that have more whistles and bells than they need. Mm-hmm. And that's what they ended up having to buy. They had to pay more money to get what was readily available. And
wow.
I think a lot of people are having to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, speaking of cost, I mean, I asked him, I mean, this is kind of budget season still for a lot of our listeners, and he said that typically he will say to budget 5 to 7% price increase every year.
Wow.
He says it's more closer to 7 to 10% right now. And he did assure me that, you know, prices are going up right now. Is this transitory or what? He says, well, once things get back on track, the prices will come down, you know, based on supply and demand and everything else. So I guess that was reassuring. You don't often see price increases that are then erased, but that's the world we live in, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we've got about 3 minutes left before I want to transition to something else. But you also had mentioned earlier to me that there were two other things that you thought were important. And one is online reviews and also cybersecurity. Let's talk about that in the next 3 minutes.
Yeah. Online reviews is a big deal. I mentioned earlier about some of the resident sentiment being that residents were a little less patient these days. That's showing up in some of these surveys. The other thing is, by far, the number one reason that renters are staying is the answer to the question, does my community care about me? And if they answer yes for that on their survey, the retention rate is much higher. I mean, I know that's obvious, but they could not enforce enough or emphasize enough the fact that you really need to take care of these residents, especially during these tough times. And that's really tough. I really feel for it. I mean, empathy is probably one of the top skills on the job description now these days.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the situation we're in. As far as cybersecurity goes, yeah, you hear a lot on the news about ransomware and attacks and things like that. And I think what I was really getting at is just the reinforcement of training your employees to be on the lookout for situations that could expose themselves or the company. And when you have the work from home factor going on, you know, companies' computers that they issue to their employees are a little bit more susceptible when you're working from home. You're not in the comfort of that headquarters office. So it's just one more reason to make sure that training take place and people understand it.
Yeah, and you know, one of our sponsors of our show, CTS Complete Technology Solutions, that's a big thing for them is mm-hmm. dealing with cybersecurity for their multifamily clients, and working from home, you know, just completely changed the way that they have to think about it. It's one thing to be able to keep your property secure, but now when you have all these different little branch properties in people's homes where they're living because they're working from home, it opened up a whole new strategy they had to do. So it mm-hmm. is an important thing. I want to transition out of, because we could continue to talk about this topic, and we will. You're certainly going to be back on the show again soon. But I do want to talk a little bit about what you're working on now, and also about Thought Leadership Today, your platform, and how people can take advantage of getting that kind of data and input that you write about.
Yeah, it's very simple. I'm on LinkedIn, Paul Bergeron, Thought Leadership Today, and you'll see my posts. Now, I've been working for a lot of different companies, like I mentioned earlier, a lot of people in the apartment industry, in the commercial real estate industry, and also the HR industry I write about. And what happens is I get those stories published, and then I share them on my LinkedIn page. So you might not read Globe Street every day. You might not look at the blog for Knock or Appfolio or LeaseHawk or whoever else it is that I'm writing for. And there's several different companies. But if you check out my LinkedIn page and invite me and just follow me there, you'll see stories pop up there if you haven't seen them already. Like I said, I'm basically a freelance content journalist that has some marketing put into it. So if you're a company out there and you need help with your blog, you want journalistic integrity in the blog posts that you are posting, I'd love to talk to you and see if there's any way that I could help you out on that. But really, just find me on LinkedIn. I have a hashtag, Thought Leadership Today. You might find stories that way. But it's a lot of fun. I put at least two or three stories up a week.
All right. And I want to ask you a question. I know you were with NAA for, you said, 18 years, and that mm-hmm. was several years ago that you've been doing this on your own. So I guess you've really been reporting on and delving into multifamily for the last 20-plus years. And as an outsider, a journalist, not someone who's, you know, been on the property every day in the industry, I'm just interested in your perspective. What do you think are the two or three, and we've got about a minute and a half left, what do you think are the two or three things that really have surprised you about how the industry has changed over that time period that you've been following it?
I would say that the marketing side of things has gotten a lot better. I know that's a really important aspect of operations because you need to bring people in. And I think that the industry has really adopted a lot of the marketing techniques that other industries are using, including things like hotels. And it gets better every day. No one is sitting on their laurels. They're always fighting for that next resident. I think that's great. On the technology side, yeah, I mean, I'm not a heavy technology savvy person, so I have a little bit of jealousy of some of these people who can work these reports and the software a lot better than I could. But, you know, people talk about spreadsheets. People talk about, you know, having things on pen and paper and all that. But, man, those days are long gone. And some of the things that these vendors who come in from outside the apartment industry are really making things better for operation sides. I know that Ingrain, if you know the company mm-hmm. Ingrain, has been doing a lot with mapping and has made looking at your analytics of your property in a whole different light and in a better light. It's really an attractive product. So, yeah, the technology keeps going, and the marketing attempts have been really impressive, I think.
Fantastic. Well, we are going to have to end it here. Paul, thank you so much, and we'll have you on again, and I hope to see you next week in Washington, D.C. at the OPTECH conference. But we will be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.